Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us now, Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show and NFL writer for the Athletic, at Robert Mays on Twitter. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to be here. Appreciate you having me.
It is great to have you here. Man, the story, I mean, Ed, are you guys talking at, it's the Aaron Rodgers, it's Derek Carr, it's T. Higgins, it's Cowboys wide receiver. It seems like every day it's the same thing over and over. Is there any fresh story? Is there anything out there, Robert, that you guys are talking about, something interesting right now other than Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr?
I mean, I'm trying to come up with stuff to fill my show for tomorrow, so this is a difficult question right now. I think the answer is kind of no. I mean, we're in this really weird space where the Super Bowl is over, the Combine hasn't happened yet, you know, free agency hasn't really opened, and you want to start digging into free agents, but even that seems a little bit treacherous. I mean, we saw the news yesterday that Daron Payne is going to get franchise tagged by Washington, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is likely going to get tagged, so it almost feels like even creating any list of free agents is a fool's errand at this point, because the top three guys at every position seem like they get tagged every single year. So it's a strange time. It's definitely a weird time for the football content machine, and I'm not exactly sure how to navigate it.
What's John and I talked about this, Robert. It's, you know, as content creators and providers for listeners, it's unbelievable.
Lamar Jackson.
Again, for another day, we're watching it right now.
It's the same
thing. Lamar. It's the same stuff. It's Lamar Jackson. What's happening with Lamar? Would you trade Bryce Young? Would you trade Justin Fields and draft Bryce Young? Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, what do you do? It's the same exact questions over and over and over. But I will say, to me, the most interesting thing is what happens with the quarterback carousel in the offseason and then how it manifests itself in the draft. I do think that's really intriguing to see. Is there any chance, you know, is Lamar going to get moved? Is there a veteran who gets moved? Would Justin Fields get traded? Where does Carr? That's interesting to me because it also can shift the landscape of what the draft looks like as well. So I do think that's interesting. It's just it can't possibly play out for a long time. So we're stuck in a 24-hour news cycle of talking about something we won't get an answer for several months.
Yeah, we did the quarterback carousel last week. Well, I guess we recorded it Friday. It ran on Monday. And we did every quarterback, so it's like, well, we did that.
we're not done.
Sure how we're going to revisit this. But I do find it interesting. And, you know, I think that, you know, in an inside baseball kind of way, the way that I've always thought about this as someone who, you know, programs 5 podcasts a week and the way you guys do daily radio is that you want to find stuff that falls in line with the questions that people are asking, but you also find interesting, you know? Like the Justin Fields thing, I think, is a fascinating question. As somebody who lives in Chicago, who watches Bears, loves the Bears, what is the right way to handle that? And I think that there are so many different considerations and so many different ways to approach it that I'm sure we will eventually navigate that conversation on the show. But every once in a while, you know, those things that are a little bit overdone on the ESPN ticker, or on all the debate shows, whatever, I do think that there can be an interesting, fun way into them. It's just about finding it.
Yeah, right. I think that, by the way, I think that question is a really interesting one, too, because you take a look at the idea of, okay, what's the upside for Fields, and does it outweigh the ability to get to a rookie contract with a new quarterback, who, by the way, everyone talks about, like yesterday when I did my podcast. Well, no. So I did the podcast with Daniel Jeremiah, Move the Sticks, but I also did Prospects to Pros on The Athletic that you'll be able to hear today. And so make sure you dig into that with me and Andy Staples and Dane Brugler. And, you know, I think it was DJ when I did Move the Sticks said, well, I don't want Bryce Young in Chicago just because I don't think from a weather standpoint and everything that fits. But, like, what are the odds that you're going to end up having a domed stadium outside of Chicago for the Bears to play in?
I think that's going to be a long way off. I mean, we're still several years away from that. You think about how long the stadium projects take. We might be out of Bryce Young's rookie quarterback contract by the time that stadium gets built. So that's a whole other consideration. But that's the question, you know, and it's the question that I'm going to ask a million times between now and then. I think it's more interesting as a theoretical question operating in a vacuum than I think it is operating with real humans. You know, one of the first questions I asked some people I knew when considering the Justin Fields stuff is I asked players. I reached out to a couple players I know, and I said, okay, you watch Justin Fields this year. You watch that guy crawl through broken glass to carry an offense, put his body on the line, do everything he needed to do, establish himself, at the very least, as one of the most exciting players in the league, you know, independent of what he can be as a quarterback. Let's say you're a third-year player on that team. Let's say you're Jaquan Brisker or you're Kyle Gordon. You know, you're one of those guys that they think is going to be part of the nucleus moving forward with the new regime. And they trade that guy. They trade that guy. You just watched play like that. You just watched kind of introduce a level of excitement to a fan base that very rarely has it, especially at that position, and into a locker room. Like, when guys are around players like that, they can feel it. What is your reaction? Do you think that's kind of a slap in the face to the culture, what you're trying to build, all that stuff? And the answer I got from multiple guys was yes. So those are the types of considerations that I think add nuance to this conversation, where it's about more than if you save money for 2 years and Bryce Young is 95% as talented as Justin Fields, is it worth it?
Robert Mays with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from The Athletic Talks Football on their podcast.
He and Nate Tice do a great job.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Tice's son, he's really...
You think he knows?
Yeah, he does a great job with a lot of concepts and things like that.
Here's an interesting... we found it, and I want to get your opinion on Tua. Do you give him that fifth-year option? Because this after 3 years now, you got to do that here coming up. And can you trust him going forward with the concussion? I mean, he played when he was on the field, he played really well. But can I trust him going forward if I'm the Miami Dolphins?
I think that if there's even a question right now, the fifth-year option seems to be a pretty good decision. I mean, think about even if you're the Giants in this moment. You're kind of wishing you'd given Daniel Jones that fifth-year option, even if it didn't seem like there was any reason to. And with Tua, we've seen flashes of him being really, really good. And I have to believe they're doing this the right way. Financially, they've planned 3 years out with the fifth-year option in mind, because you almost have to do that. With the Giants, it was very different, right? They're tearing it all down. There's really no three-year plan with this current core. With the Dolphins, it's the exact opposite. You know, they've made moves for Tyreek Hill. They've traded a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb. They're in win-now mode. So I have to assume Tua's contract is part of that overall planning. So giving him that fifth-year option, even if there is a little bit of downside if he doesn't end up playing to it, you lose a lot more if you don't have a quarterback under contract and you have this team that you feel like is competitive. And even 1 year and whatever the fifth-year option is, $30 million range, it's a lot less than the franchise tag. So I think that it's worth the risk at this point. That being said, I think it's really hard to predict where he's at physically and where he's going to be at physically. He's been hurt consistently. So I think that's a little bit murkier than the decision to give him the fifth-year option.
It's the fifth-year option just buys you extra time to check into it.
But you got to pay him. I mean, it's going to be a number.
No, you do. Yeah. You do, but it's also much lower than what the standard rate would be for a player of Tua's statistical, you know, caliber, although he did have part of his season, obviously, he missed. You know, I started thinking about this, the way baseball does this, the way the Astros have operated. What if you offered Tua, and you said, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pay you now. We're going to give you a signing bonus now. We want to offer you a three-year $90 million deal right now. So in essence, you give him, you know, an extension, but it's a shorter extension. You pay him a little bit now up front. You don't guarantee the whole contract, obviously. Would a player like Tua, in this rare situation where he knows he's been through injury stuff, would he bet on himself, take early money now, and then hit the market still when he's still young enough to get a big, big contract? NFL doesn't typically operate like that. So baseball, we see it because of you have, you know, arbitration. So it gives guys a chance to, well, I know I'm in arbitration anyway. I wonder, Robert, do you think we could ever see a situation where quarterbacks like Daniel Jones, maybe teams say, we want to extend the window, but we're just not sure. So let's give a little money, more than we'd like to right now, just so we can lock this guy in for a couple extra years. Would quarterbacks be willing to do that? Would agents be willing to do that?
I think there are a couple things that are strikes against that. One, 3 years, $90 million for a quarterback is definitively a middle-class quarterback contract in the current financial market. Mm-hmm. Guys at the top are making 50. There are no middle-class quarterback contracts. There haven't been historically for a while. You know, over the last couple of years, they've started to creep up. I think that the two best examples are, if you look at like the de facto franchise tag that Kirk Cousins got from the Vikings, that was about $35 million, and that, I think, technically qualifies as a middle-class contract. And then what Derek Carr got from the Raiders, even though the number AAV-wise was higher than that, the guarantees made it such that it was kind of like a $30 million one-year extension in the same way that Kirk Cousins got. So if those become more routine, if we start seeing actual middle-class quarterback contracts again, I think that could be more reasonable. I think that the problem when you don't have those is that you're locking these guys into near top of the market deals on a lot of these extensions. And talking to GMs about just the nature of quarterback contracts, if you're going to give a guy a big deal, like a really big deal, only doing it for 3 years at that position doesn't make a ton of sense, because then you're immediately planning for the next quarterback contract. Yep. These guys that have the Josh Allen deals, the Patrick Mahomes deals, they're talking to those teams, even though the numbers are astronomical, it's going to happen with Joe Burrow, it's going to happen with Justin Herbert, they don't really care. They don't really care that the number is huge, because they have certainty. They know what the number is going to be every year, and they have levers built into the contract to give themselves flexibility. Like, you go look at the Patrick Mahomes contract, which is obviously an outlier, but every single year Mahomes has a roster bonus that the Chiefs can turn into a signing bonus. So if they want to free up $20 million in cap space in any given season, they have the levers within the Mahomes contract and the length within the contract to do that, because you could just prorate it over the next 5 years after it happens. So I think that teams would be a little bit concerned about operating on those shorter deals, because then even if you have a contract or a quarterback for 1 or 2 years, you still have to start planning 2-3 years ahead about what your quarterback position looks like, just because that's the nature of the sport.
Seems like the Chiefs are cheating, if you want to know the truth. Robert Mays with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You really liked the Bobby Slowick hire, didn't you?
I just think it's interesting. You know, I mean, I think that that tree has produced a lot of guys who clearly know what they're doing. You know, I think that the Mike McDaniel one obviously has been the best example of somebody who was a relative unknown, gets that opportunity, does a fantastic job. And you know, if D'Amico Ryans, who gets to watch Bobby Slowick every day in practice, who knows him really well, who has to go against that offense, thinks that he's the right guy to run it, I'm interested in that. I've always been interested, period, in how defensive coaches pick their offensive coordinator. You know, sometimes it can be a good thing, the reasoning that brings you to that guy. Sometimes it can be a bad thing. But I do think that we've reached a point now where it used to be a lot of the defensive-minded head coaches in the league were older. You know, they weren't nearly as creative. They were a lot more conservative. You know, you think about Mike Zimmer, like the type of offenses he wanted in Minnesota. Now, even the defensive-minded head coaches in the NFL, Gannon's 40, D'Amico's in his late 30s. I don't think they necessarily want the same things out of their offenses. Brandon Staley was a good example. It didn't work out with Joe Lombardi, but you know, having conversations with them about why they landed on that type of offense, I thought the reasoning was sound. So just watching how those defensive-minded guys pick their coordinators now, I just think is a little bit interesting.
I know you, I don't know how deep you are into the college, you know, the college quarterbacks right now.
The answer is not at all.
Okay, so I think we're dealing with something very interesting here in Houston. It's assumed that, you know, Bryce Young is the guy, and I think Bryce Young is the guy. I think ownership wants Bryce Young. We know that if Bryce Young gets drafted first, if there's a trade, or you know, if the Bears do something crazy and Bryce Young goes first, then there's a decision to be made about who your next quarterback is on the board. And would you be willing to have a bridge quarterback, bring a veteran in here in a bridge situation, and just draft best defensive player available, which would be best player on the board, frankly. the names Derek Carr, the names Jimmy Garoppolo, these are a couple of the guys. Who am I missing? Is there anyone else that would be out there that you could potentially target?
I think Ryan Tannehill.
Are there any, like, the three names that we just mentioned, what do you think of those quarterbacks in a bridge-type situation that would last 1 to potentially 2 years?
I don't think that's worth it.
I don't either.
I think that if you're going to have, like, a true bridge quarterback, I would pay them a true bridge quarterback contract. And I think that there are those guys available. And if we're having that conversation, I know it's not fun, and I know these names aren't going to excite Texans fans, but in that situation, I'd much rather have Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, like whatever those guys end up looking at. But to me, there's no reason to pay your quarterback $35 million a year against the cap when you have no chance of competing.
Right.
And even like a team that is in the middle, where it's like, all right, well, we got to do something. You know, like the Jets. The Jets can't go backwards now. The Jets have a core that I think can keep them competitive in a lot of ways. So I do think there's value in staying competitive there. I still think the Texans are far enough away that you should build it on a certain timeline, and I think that timeline starts with a rookie quarterback contract. So if I didn't pick a quarterback at 2 and I was Houston, there are two things that I'd be thinking about. One, I'm trading back and I am getting an extra first-round pick in 2024. Do they have the Texans, the Browns extra first in 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's I would make sure that if that hadn't happened, I needed 2 first-round picks in 2024. So they're already well-positioned if they need to wait a year for a quarterback, and then I'm probably not spending on one.
Let me throw a crazy hypothetical before we let you go, Robert. How about this? What if this happened? What if the Texans said, hey, you know what, New England? We will give you our 34th pick in the second round for Mac Jones, because there's talk that maybe Mac Jones is on the outs already a little bit with Bill Belichick. We'll give you our first pick of the second round, the 34th pick, but we're going to hang on to, obviously, our 12th pick and our first pick. So we're going to take pick number 2 and number 12. So we're going to go best available 2, if it's not Bryce Young, best available 12, and then we'll have our quarterback potentially of the future with the 34th pick. What would you think? And I'm just throwing things out, Houston. Don't get upset at me. But I'm throwing hypotheticals out there. We like doing that, Robert. What would you think of that?
The only concern I would have with that is, let's say you do that, and then let's say you still end up as a 5-12 team this year. You're just far away, got a long way to go. You're in a position then in 2024 in a quarterback-heavy draft to get a Drake May or get a Caleb Williams, whoever it ends up being. Guys with like real ceiling-type outcomes. Is having Mac Jones on the roster going to prevent you from going and chasing one of those guys?
He can't prevent you from that.
Does it cut you off to future avenues later on?
Yeah, you can't. No, he can't prevent. Mac Jones can't prevent you from doing anything that you would think would be a good quarterback.
Then why do it? That's kind of my thought. I think the idea of going and collecting quarterbacks just to give yourself potential offerings is good. Like what the Eagles did with Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz, like changed their franchise. And they've done it a couple of different times. And I think that sometimes we're a little bit too precious about you can only have one guy quarterback at a time. And I know reps are important and things like that. But I still think that if the Mac Jones deal shuts any doors, then you're kind of just wasting the 34th overall pick, especially when you're already positioned to potentially be able to go get a quarterback in next year's draft. In a way that really no other team is, right? I don't think any other 2024 first-round pick has changed hands yet, right? It's just the second that the Saints sent to the Eagles.
Oh, and I don't think it's crazy to think the Texans could trade out of 12, trade back to, like I said, 16, 17, add draft capital next year, even if it's a second round, you know, a second and a fifth, and then you've got 2 first-round picks and multiple second-round picks to move up if you need to. But
a lot of stuff going on. That's Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show and NFL writer for The Atlantic, at Robert Mays, M-A-Y-S, on Twitter. Robert, man, great talking to you. Really appreciate it, and continued success with your show.
I'm good. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Robert. There's Robert Mays right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Back to the Astros and Yordan in his hand. We'll do that on the other side. But first, we've got to talk about T-Box. I'm excited about T-Box because I got my boys, my college buddies, they're coming in. We're going to play a lot of golf. We're also going to go to T-Box next week, and we're going to hang out there because, we can play golf at night. And this is a great outing for you and your boys. If you can't ever get together during the day because you actually have a job and you have to work, well, that sucks. So you want to get together with your boys and you want to play some golf? Well, how about playing in the simulator? simulator. You got 8 different bays where you can play hundreds of different golf courses. I don't want to hear that. I can't be good because I'm going to work. And stop already, because you can play golf anytime, day or night, rain or shine, doesn't matter, cold, warm, too hot in the summer, whatever, too cold in the winter, whatever. You can play golf because you got it at T-Box. It's down there in League City, Kima area, and it's just fantastic. I love it. The bar, everything about it is just it's just awesome. The people are great. You're going to love it. If you're looking for – it's actually more economical than actually playing real golf. So if you're looking for a great place to play, you want to have a party, you want to have an outing, you want to join one of their leagues, you got it all at T-Box Texas, T-E-E, TBoxTexas.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Jeremy Branham here with Ricky Ford, owner of Gentle Bend Spirits, A&M class of 85. And Ricky, I love it all when it comes to Gentle Bend, the vodka, the gin, love the bourbon as well. Can't wait to try the cask strength bourbon. But when you're making your bourbon, you set the bar very high when it comes to your product.
When you try it, you will realize exactly why it is that we were the recipient of the double platinum award this year at the Ascots.
Sit back with good company and raise a glass to the very best, Gentle Bend.
Jake Asman here to talk about Allstate Windows and Siding. It's time to give your home a facelift by installing some new windows. Call Allstate Windows and Siding right now and get windows made in Texas and built for Texas tough weather. They've been family run for 4 generations, and they are here to help you and your home. Take advantage of this winter window special. Get 33% off all windows. Give them a call at 832-204-1936 or connect with them online at allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find.
I'm looking for a whiskey that will blow my buddies away.
This single barrel bourbon is a surefire hit.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, did you hear that? I feel like a rock star.
Well, finding this bottle at that price, you totally are. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly. B21.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 821. So, I don't know. Was it yesterday the first time that I found out about this Yordan Hand thing? Or was it a couple? Was it last week? No.
No, it was yesterday. It was yesterday.
We were doing our video.
We knew about it last year.
Yeah. Right. No. Last season.
We knew it was a 2022 thing.
Yeah.
We didn't know there was a 2023 chapter. We didn't know season two of Yordan's Hand got okayed by Netflix.
No. As opposed to...
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter. It didn't get... I know. I loved Mindhunter.
Season 3. We're not going to do it. There apparently wasn't enough eyes on it to justify the expenses is what Netflix told us. That's what the director...
I know. Said. That's crap. That was a good show. Really good show. Really good show. You guys are stupid, Netflix.
You guys are stupid.
So, yeah. No, Yordan had his hand problem last year. That was last year. That was last season. It's over now. We go back and now everything's fine. Right? He had a whole off season to heal. What was this crap about a hand again?
I don't know if
I don't
you
want
know.
To hear this stuff.
I don't know if you
this
know.
This is ruining my day.
This is kind of what we do now is where we have leftover injuries.
No. That's what the off season's for.
Lance McCullers? Last year?
Who?
Lance McCullers?
Oh, well, no. Well, he hadn't healed completely, though.
Okay. Same amount of time.
No. Yordan hit a home run that almost went through the roof at Minute Maid.
Right.
With that hand. It was still the same hand, am I right, or did he get it replaced?
I don't think he had hand replacement surgery.
Okay, so that's the same one that you off season, you're fine, you come back. Now we don't talk about that anymore.
What if it's a new injury?
Now we don't talk about. I don't know if you heard. We don't talk about that stuff anymore. Okay.
What if it's not supposed to? Once we hit January 1st, we turn the page on your old injury.
That's done.
You've got time to heal. So heal. But what if it's a new injury?
Mommy and Daddy don't talk about that anymore. Okay. We're done. We're through that.
Remember when Daddy wasn't sleeping in the house for 2 weeks?
Remember? We kept yelling about a secretary. Remember?
Remember that? And you guys made me go stay in my room and turn the music on loud? But what if
Mommy and Daddy don't talk about that anymore?
What if Jordan's a gamer?
No.
And he's got carpal tunnel.
You think he and Kyler are, you don't know?
He's got a baby, so sometimes you stay find ways to stay up late so you don't have to wake up to do the feeding in the middle of the night. What if he's like got carpal tunnel from gaming so much?
What if he's on the toilet with his iPad trying to stay away from the family?
Yeah.
Right.
What if he holds his phone like this, like I do, and now he's got right here
an indention in your finger. I do this with my hand underneath.
I do the same thing. Look at that finger. And then you feel right there. What if he's got a callus right there on his pinky finger from the way he holds his phone?
I don't know. All I know is that I don't want to hear about it anymore.
No, I don't want to hear about
it. I was done with this hand thing. Yeah. Okay.
We're not doing this anymore.
All right, Jordan, what about your hand?
Ahora mismo, en este caso, en los season, volví a sentir algo que llegué aquí a Spring Training y hablé con el equipo. Obviamente voy a perder varios días ahora en Spring Training para tratar de solucionar lo más que podemos el problema que me está causando un poco de molestia, ¿no? Pero creo que obviamente no es algo que va a afectar la temporada y nada, pero sí voy a coger varios días de Spring Training como lo hizo en los season para tratar de no lidiar mucho con eso en la temporada.
Basically, we're going to wait and see. It's not a real problem. We're going to take it easy. We're going to take it cautiously. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what he said.
Let's hear what the interpreter says. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the hand, it was something. It did flare up a little bit in the off season, but I came to camp. I spoke with the team, and it's just going to be something we're going to monitor. I felt a little bit of discomfort, but it's something we're going to monitor. We're going to work on. Going to take the next couple of days off here, like I did in the off season, to prepare. But it's not going to be something that's going to be an issue during the season.
Why are you feeling discomfort still?
I don't know. I don't.
Why are you still having discomfort? You've had all this time off.
You got big hands. You got big bones in your hands.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, no. I mean, you're a big man. Get over it.
Well, big bones means big pain.
No. I mean, his hands should be stronger than other people's hands. I don't want to hear this.
If he's still got discomfort.
If you got little baby Kenny Pickett hands, then I could see. Where you got bone issues. He's a big man. Like me. Right?
We got into some kind of, the baby. Was it on the show yesterday? Yeah, I was talking about Adidas and Nike, and you said Kenny Pickett's hands were working in a sweatshop or something. But it does bother me. He says he still has some discomfort because I thought we could get back to 100%.
Yeah.
We were going to be at 100%. Am I, like, are we coming in?
Fuller, 44.
Okay.
No.
Whoever did that, immediately blocked them on Twitter.
That's Tony.
Tony. Can't block
Concept Mayhem.
Tony is immediately putting a Will Fuller jersey on Jordan. He put Fuller on the back of Jordan's tipping 44. On foes.
Yeah. Stop already. I don't want to hear this BS.
Fuller, that's disgraceful.
Oh my God,
he's not Fuller.
You better. I don't want to hear this though. I'm telling you.
I mean,
I don't need Jordan with a hand injury all season long. Again, I got to hear about his hand. He gets sick for 10 days.
There's kind of Lance Fuller. Either me or McCullers.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Both of you. Both. All the Lances are soft.
I got to tell you, I'm watching this fight. I just saw the commercial for it. Jake Paul versus Tony Fury. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to get the pay-per-view, and I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it.
On your patio? Maybe I'll come over on your patio.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. Show Marty how I don't drink now.
The 28th. Oh, man. No, it's Sunday. Wait a minute. No, the 28th is a Tuesday.
February 28th?
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. So it must be.
They're having a fight on Tuesday?
It's got to be the 26th. So, this Sunday, I'll be on my patio, Texas Custom Patios, and I'll be watching – a fight by myself, or probably Snacks will want to come out and watch it as well.
I might come and watch it and show Maddie how I don't drink no more and how your dad's an alcoholic.
She'll be very proud of you, even though she did one time when I took my drink out of my patio in the afternoon. She goes, "Why are you drinking in the afternoon? You're going to be just like Mr. Granato." And it was not a factual statement except for the timing of it all, but I was out on my patio enjoying it. The weather was good, and I wanted to go enjoy myself. And that's what you find is with Texas Custom Patios, it gives you a chance to really enjoy yourself with the weather. And it's just something completely different. At Texas Custom Patios, and I'm assuming I have a spot here for Texas Custom Patios.
Go, bro. Don't stop. Well,
even if I don't, that's what we're going to
stop. He's a train.
That's what we're going to turn it into.
He's a patio train right now.
Because Texas Custom Patios make sure that you have an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen, a swimming pool that not only you can be proud of and have fun with, but adds value to your home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's Single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's Single, Dave's Single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam. Whew! Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only, single item at regular price.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
You know, I'm a lifer here in Houston area, and one of the best things that's happened here in the area is the arrival of QC Kinetics. Amazing regenerative medicine treatments that have helped so many people, including my wife, with lasting joint pain relief with no surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Well, the demand has been so strong that they are opening another clinic, this one in Sugar Land, while expanding treatment capacity in the Woodlands and the Heights with more locations on the way. QC Kinetics is a game changer. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine using a modern day approach to deal with chronic joint pain. It's an all natural process that uses healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged tissue. You can get back to your life. Be active again without that chronic pain and without surgery or drugs. You've been hearing about it. Stop putting it off. If you have arthritic pain or pain from an injury, call QC Kinetics right now. 713-913-5285. QC Kinetics in Sugar Land, the Woodlands, and the Heights. 713-913-5285.
Good news. If you live in Houston, you never have to take your car in for a repair ever again.
Yeah, but my car needs work.
Now there's RepairSmith by AutoNation. RepairSmith comes to you and does all the work at your home.
RepairSmith works on my car at my house?
Yes, anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all in your driveway.
Must be expensive.
Not at all. Their prices are competitive with your local shops. And you'll even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
With RepairSmith, I can have my car serviced at a place that's convenient for me?
Good news, huh?
Nah, it's great news.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, on the show before ours, it was just Max and Key. And there was a lot of talk about this Eric Bieniemy deal going on. LeSean McCoy had some interesting words for Eric Bieniemy. Here is LeSean McCoy talking about Eric Bieniemy, who was just hired by the Washington, whatever their name is.
I hope he doesn't, but I think he will. What's his value? What makes him a good offensive coordinator? See, the problem is a lot of these people that go on social media, oh, he should be the guy for the job. They haven't played there. They're not in the locker room. I've been in the rooms where he's coaching, and he has nothing to do with the pass game at all. Right? When the plays are designed, that's Andy Reid. When you talk about offensive coordinators, I can tell you what makes Brian Daboll with the Giants a very, very good coordinator. I can tell you what Andy Reid or Doug Peterson. But when I ask about Eric Bieniemy, what makes him good? When we watch the film of practices and we correct the wide receivers, the running backs, the quarterbacks, he doesn't talk in there. Andy Reid talks in there. Mm. He may say things to the running back because he's an ex-running back coach. I get that. But he has no real responsibility. Now you go from the Chiefs, where you can hide behind Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Then you go to the Washington, where you got to call plays. You got to run the meetings. You got to run the installs. The last issue I have with him is, what makes Andy Reid so great, not the call, the play calls, which we see that, which, I mean, that's one of it. But the other thing is, like, adapting to the players. Well, Bieniemy, he's my first practice. I couldn't believe it. He dog coaching. He dog cussing the players. I'm like, and not just the regular players. Kelsey, you know, other players. So it's like, it's hard for me. I'm rooting for him because he's a black coach, and I love to see black coaches win. Also, he's a running back coach. Running back coaches will never get a chance to be offensive coordinators. The last one was like Anthony Lynn. So I want that to do well for him. But if I have to do my job and be honest, my thing is just, where is the true value at?
Interesting. A couple of things. First of all, LeSean McCoy has an axe to grind with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was very unhappy with his time there, with his production there. He wasn't used. He felt like he was, undervalued. They disrespected him. All of those things. He's on record for saying that.
Yeah.
So anything that happens, this is not the first time he's attacked Eric Bieniemy or Andy Reid.
He actually, look at this. I'm reading this from May 26, 2022. This is comments from May 26, 2022. Speaking on Brandon Marshall's I Am Athlete tonight, former Kansas City Chiefs running back, LeSean McCoy said the differences between himself and Kansas City offense coordinator Eric Bieniemy are the reason he did not return to the team after its 19 Super Bowl winning campaign. This says it's May 22. This sounds exactly like it just happened. He also went on to say that despite numerous head coaching interviews in recent years, Bieniemy's coaching style is the reason he's not been selected to lead a team. So this is last year.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to say this. There's a reason why every year they hype him up to get a coaching job, head coach or offense coordinator job somewhere else, and he don't get one. McCoy said that Bieniemy's personal style annoys players, himself including. Some players, he talks to them a certain way, and some players will take it. And the retired two-time All-Pro said, I wouldn't take it. I was like, whoa. Some questions I would ask, everyone is accountable. That's why he's not. Because he's a black coach? That's not the reason. The reason is, I won't get into that. Pressed for an explanation, McCoy relented. There's a reason why that every year they have him up to get a job, and then when the time comes, nobody hires him because they know the type of coach he really is.
He was a coach that the dog cussed. You know, there are certain coaches that won't, that are certain coaches that coddle, that are certain coaches, or they just treat players with respect. Apparently, Eric Bieniemy is not one of them. He according is one of dog McCoy, cuts. Yeah. According to LeSean McCoy, he's got an axe to grind with Eric Bieniemy. Not only that, he didn't put him on the field. They didn't use Shady McCoy when he went there, and Shady McCoy did not like it there. Shady McCoy felt like he was disrespected. So all of that is going on. There was a racial element to it this morning. Max Kellerman went deep into it, actually, about he's Jewish and how the Jewish community has the money thing with the Jewish community. Went well deep into it. Back in Europe, they couldn't get jobs, other jobs, so they had to deal with money and all of this stuff. And then he went into this, which is interesting, into the, you know, there's a lot of black defensive coordinators and defensive coaches as opposed to offensive play callers mm-hmm. in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You don't see it too often. Byron Leftwich, but actually it was Bruce, right, that was calling the plays.
No, he turned it over to...
he did.
Yeah,
he
turned it
eventually
over.
He turned it over to Byron Leftwich. But
Bruce also was very intentional about having a staff that was a very diverse staff, a lot of black coaches,
right.
Female coaches. Like, Bruce wanted to do that as part of his legacy.
Absolutely did. Uh-huh. But you look at the LaFleurs and the Daboles and the McDaniels and the Josh McDaniels.
Mike McDaniels. Be careful now.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels.
Right.
All of the different guys throughout the league. McVay. All of them coming from that tree, and all of those offensive minds tend to be more white because mm-hmm. Max was talking about, hey, this is kind of a big deal that you've got a black head. Like he just mentioned Anthony Lynn. Anthony Lynn didn't succeed as a head coach.
Right.
Okay. And that's a problem. This is having Eric Bieniemy as an offensive coordinator in Washington is important because he is a black offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. and it's important that he succeed to overcome that stereotype that is happening mm-hmm. in the league.
Well, this is twofold. Like, you just have to acknowledge what Shady said. There's I don't know about what kind of coach he is and all that, but he's been up for multiple jobs, and I don't even know that he's ever been a finalist. People can say what they want to, but it doesn't check out historically when there are other black quarterbacks.
Well, he also has the past.
Black coaches. He has some past. If you haven't, if you're listening to this on podcast or if you're just listening right now, you can Google it. And Eric Bieniemy off, you know, issues off the field or whatever. And he does have some stuff. It's further back. But it's more than one.
It was a college thing.
It's been two in college. I think one that was not in college. There's like three different things.
Oh. One was a DUI or something, right?
But he had domestic violence in college. Yeah, he had something. Yeah, he's had a couple of. He had an issue at a valet stand that turned physical.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's been three different things. So there's that. I don't know how much that plays into it. There is maybe coaching style. I have heard, and I've said this already, somebody who was in the interview with him that he was just not organized. Like he didn't have. It was just not a good interview. But over time, you would think you would be better, and people typically will tell you, hey, you got to do this, and your agents are supposed to prepare you for that as well. I don't know the deal. I mean, I just know that if Eric Bieniemy was as hyped as everyone said, you know, if everyone is as hyped, if it equaled, D'Amico got some hype, and he's immediately a head coach. He wasn't even defense coordinator more than 2 years,
and
he was rolling. Another head coach of color, Robert Saleh, immediately. You know what I mean? They're defensive coaches, but the Bieniemy thing is, I can see where people say, okay, that's an Andy Reid offense. How much is Bieniemy? But if you think you got a guy that's a very sharp guy who can help you win, you're going to hire him, and he hasn't been hired up to this point. So it is curious, and I do not think it's a racial thing. I think there's some stuff in the background. I don't know if that.
If
I don't
that's
know if that
it,
kills
as much
him.
As it doesn't interview well. Listen, it's not just Eric. Listen, Mike Leach forever. Had a hard time. He couldn't get at the because he did interview at the biggest schools.
He's such a weirdo.
Because he was a weird dude.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh no, we can't do this. I just can't do this for the next 5 years. I just can't because it's too weird."
Interviews, man, they
are important.
They are extremely important.
If you don't interview well, now there's guys that are not qualified that interview really, really well.
Yeah.
Like Jack Easterby
or Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jack just talked his way on, but there's plenty of guys
But he was unqualified for the jobs that they give him, but because he's so good at talking.
But this is the problem. We all know guys who are, and this is where it comes to spit. It's no different than anything. You know people who can just spit game. They have a chance to pick up the girls or whatever, and then the other guys who are great guys who just, that's not what they do. You know people who can talk their way into, they're great communicators and talkers. They become great salesmen, but maybe they're not very good at running, but they sound the part, just like you said, and they end up talking their way into high positions in a company, and then they're not qualified for it. Where the quiet guy, the one that you don't typically expect that to be the case or whatever, maybe they have the skill set to do it. Eric Bieniemy may not be interviewing well. Doesn't necessarily mean he wouldn't be a good head coach. So we really do have to see. I think it is. I will say this. Andy Reid has been willing to let him walk as offense coordinator two contracts in a row. And this time, I don't even know if they're going to redo the contract this year. It took a long time on the last one to get a two-year deal. This is important to me for Eric Bieniemy. If you whatever you can argue, he shouldn't have to. That's fine. But Eric Bieniemy, if he can go and succeed in Washington, there is really no more, like, the answer about Andy Reid stuff. If he creates an explosive offense that's creative, and I don't know why he wouldn't being there and, you know, watching all that in Kansas City, then I just don't think, like, Brian Daboll, everyone said he just doesn't look like a head coach.
Yeah.
He eventually got one and he's done well. If Eric Bieniemy does the same thing in Washington, I think he will immediately be a head coach, maybe by 24.
And here's the thing about J.D. McCoy, too, and what he said was Andy Reid installing all the stuff. But you know who's standing there and learning? Is Eric Bieniemy.
Well,
even if it's Andy Reid making all of those decisions, he was there in the room and getting the explanation, and he can take that with him. There's a lot of cases. Like, Dana didn't get to call any plays when he was at Texas Tech. You know what? When he soon got to University of Houston, he was great
at it. Absorb it. Yeah. You know, his whole thing was he was just with the running backs. He wasn't making any of the corrections and film session and all that stuff. I don't doubt that Shady McCoy was in the building. I don't doubt that a lot of the stuff he says is true. I do think you have to put the context in there that he has a serious axe to grind. He's already done it. He went after Andy Reid a couple years ago. He's gone after Bieniemy more than once. I take his information, and I think there's truth in it, but at the same time, I also know that he is a guy who has an axe to grind. It doesn't make the things he says untrue, but the way that he's going about this, like, this is, he's gone out of his way to do this more than once on more than one show in more than one year.
Yeah.
Two different years he's gone out of his way to do this.
Yeah,
doesn't that feel personal?
No, yes, it does. It absolutely does. It absolutely does. All right, 846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hemp flower in a hemp pouch has a fresh taste. And if you're looking for a way, I was with Tim yesterday, okay? He likes wintergreen. So we're getting him some wintergreen. Okay, we're going to get him the Canstead wintergreen, and he's going to put that. It's going to be hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, as opposed to that tobacco that he is putting in there and endangering himself. And he's already got issues with his lip, with his mouth area. Why are you endangering yourself, people out there, that you're dipping on a daily basis, every single day? You think this is going to be healthy for you? Do you think that tobacco every day, that nicotine every day, laying in that same place every day in your mouth, that's going to be healthy? It is not. So you want to wean yourself from it, or you just like the sensation. Well, got it for you. And it's 975dip.com. If you haven't tried it, try it. All of the different ones. Ordered some ice mint, ordered some straight, ordered some wintergreen. It's something that listen, I don't know what taste that you like. If you like the tobacco taste, they got that as well. But it's not the same. It's not dangerous. You're looking for a great way to move on from that dip that you're doing right now. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Union Pacific Railroad wants you to join its team.
It's an opportunity that comes with great pay and benefits. There are a variety of open roles across its 23-state network, including train crew positions, with hiring and relocation incentives of up to $50,000 in some locations. You can even get a free college education while working. Union Pacific Railroad connects hundreds of communities, hauling goods Americans rely on every day. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.jobs/sports. That's up.jobs/sports.
Hi.
Who's this?
Buzz, he appears whenever you eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Like a genie?
Sure.
Ooh, does he grant wishes? I wish I lived in a giant boot. No, I wish I could swim with a humpback whale. No.
I can grant you a delicious bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios, which can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Ooh, with heart shapes, too.
Happy Heart-Shaped Cheerios are back for a limited time. Pick up a box of Honey Nut Cheerios at your local store for an easy, delicious, and heart-healthy start to your day.
When the world is your oyster, where do you bank? Veritex Private Banking was created to assist high net worth individuals and their families in securing their legacy. At Veritex, we work with all your advisors to achieve your financial goals. To learn more, visit veritexbank.com. Member FDIC.
Golfers, tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new 2023 Aerojet Woods and Irons from Cobra Golf. The new Aerojet Woods are designed with a unique aerodynamic shape that delivers faster club head speeds for longer drives. And the new Aerojet Irons are made with hot face technology, so every strike delivers more distance. Elevate your game by swinging into Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit on the new Cobra Woods and Irons today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, unmatched expertise, unmatched service.
Hey guys, BK here for Altstadt Beer, my choice of beer throughout the Houston area, and it should be yours as well for a number of different reasons. Number one, they've got a bunch of different brews, something for every beer drinker out there, including the brand new Altstadt Pils. Super crisp, super clean, very, very approachable. Number two, Altstadt is available wherever you shop for beers. It's very easy to find. Number three, every Altstadt is brewed with just four simple ingredients. And number four, you aren't paying an arm and a leg for Altstadt Beer. It's Altstadt Beer, no impurities, no regrets.
Hang out with ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 this Thursday at Frankie's Italian Kitchen in Richmond. The Killer Bees and the Wheelhouse will be broadcasting live from noon until 7. Join us for sports talk and great food this Thursday at Frankie's Italian Kitchen in Richmond.
At Chastain Ford, you can create the perfect Ford for your needs without any hidden dealer add-ons. When you use their build and price tool at ChastainFord.com, you'll know exactly what you're getting, and you won't be surprised by hidden fees. Chastain Ford also offers excellent customer service and knowledgeable staff to help you make the best decision for you and your budget. You can be sure you'll get the Ford vehicle of your dreams without any hidden surprises or added costs. So if you're looking for a great new Ford, head to Chastain Ford and build and price your Ford your way.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:52 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Take the day off work, play a fun round of golf with us. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament is going to take place Wednesday. It's coming up Wednesday, March 8th. Get your team in. 10:30 a.m. Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. So we want you out there. It's going to be fun. We want you to be there, and let's go. It's March 8th. Sign up, ESPN975.com. And we got the Houston Fishing Show back, hosting the 48th annual event March 1st through 5th. Everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, factory reps, guides from Alaska to South America, and a kids' clinic on Saturday and Sunday with giveaways. If you love to fish, just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 48th annual fishing show. Check out HoustonFishing.com. HoustonFishingShow.com, excuse me. HoustonFishingShow.com for more information. We got two tickets to give away to that. At exactly 9 o'clock, you're going to call in 713-780-3776 to win two tickets. Caller number four is going to win that. 713-780-3776. Michael's been waiting, wants to talk about the NFL draft. Let's get him in here. Hey, Michael.
Yo, dude, is it, how much of a nightmare is it to have like a Patrick Mahomes contract? I mean, I guess if you're winning, but y'all are talking about quarterback, and it's like there's rumors that Cincinnati, since they're like a low market team, like a, you know, they don't have the, they're not going to have the money to pay that guy $50 million a year. But what I wanted to ask was, Lance, like if Lance and John, if the Colts or whoever goes up to number one and trade with the Bears for Bryce Young, and the price is like it's too much for the Texans. What if the Texans trade number two? I mean, what do you get for number two? You get an additional pick the next year, so we'd have three ones and, like, you know, I mean, because I would take, honestly, I would take Baker Mayfield or some one of those turd quarterbacks just one more year. I mean, we would win more than three games. I mean, right? I mean, we would definitely win more than three games. We would win at least five. So
I got news for you. If I'm doing that, I'm not really interested in a whole lot of wins.
No, I'd take one of those turd quarterbacks.
I would take
and lose games.
I wouldn't even take Baker. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, because
Davis, saddle up.
It's just fine with what you're doing. Hey, listen, you know if you know that Caleb Williams is going to be a great quarterback, would you take losing another year of what you saw this year with your team?
I just say, Jeff Driscoll, what are you doing in 2023? Are you available?
Are you busy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way. The Bengals have plenty of money, and they've got plenty of cap room, actually. They're right behind the Texans as far as cap space goes.
But that's going away.
The thing is that they can't afford it. First of all, they have to spend so much money. You've got a floor that you have to spend. Secondly, they can move money. They don't have to re-sign DJ Reader. They don't have to re-sign guys that are going to be a little...
T. Higgins.
You know what? Go a little... Yeah. T. Higgins. Bye. But you know what? We're going to sign Joe Burrow is going to be there. Joe Burrow is going to win forever. The problem with the Bengals, the problem with the Texans, the problem with some of these teams, the Bears, is they're family owned. Okay, this is their only family business. It's not like they're Jeff Bezos where they have Amazon and team. It's not like, you know, or Cohen with the Mets. This is not his primary source. The problem with owners like that is that you are about profit. Mm-hmm. And the Texans are about profit right now. So they have to look at it differently, especially when they're not filling up the stadium or the concession stands or the parking lots or anything else. They have to look at it differently than a guy who's just, well, this is just a toy. This is not my main business. So they can and have to sign Joe Burrow. There's no question about that. Now, do they have to put stuff around Joe Burrow? That's the other question.
Well, so Joe Burrow's going to get about $50 million a year.
Yeah.
And... what is that going to mean? Well, the cap's going to go up too. So $50 million is going to be relative to the cap going up. That's going to be the new number you start seeing for the highest, best quarterbacks. You're probably not going to be able to, because you got to keep Jamar Chase. You can find a cheap running back. That's not a problem. You can get away from Joe Mixon and find a cheap running back. You would love to be able to spend your money on, T. Higgins. You'd love it. I just don't know if you can afford it when you have so many other receivers that if you have a really good quarterback, they can elevate players around them. They can get the most out of players. You'd love it if you have a Tyler Boyd type player or keep having Tyler Boyd and you let Higgins go and then you add another player in the draft, and I think you're going to be fine. But you know, if you know you're going to pay Joe and you know your offensive line needs to eventually get it together, even though you made moves last year, it's still an issue. I still think you need left tackle. I don't think Jonah Williams is – I think his best position could be at center. Then, you know, you may just have to let T. Higgins walk. You may just have to let Reader walk. And then, you know, you start thinking about going after – if the Texans didn't make a move on Laremy Tunsil, I guarantee you the Bengals would have to think seriously about doing a deal with Laremy Tunsil and then letting Reader walk – making Mixon or somebody, you know, a cap casualty, letting Higgins walk, because that left tackle spot is just really important for them. So I don't know. I don't really know. I do know this: quarterbacks are the number one priority, and whatever it takes, you will do that deal. There's no way that the top quarterbacks leave.
The only one
we're going to see leave, I think, is Lamar Jackson, and that's just because
he don't want to be there.
I don't think he wants to be there.
He don't want to be there. Well, you franchise tag him though. And they did that with Dak. They couldn't come to terms. They franchise tagged him, and then it cost them an arm and a leg. And we'll see whether or not. It just doesn't seem like Lamar likes it. There's something about that.
He won't even talk to them.
No, it's something about that organization that he just doesn't like. But as far as the Bengals never spend all their money. They just don't. They just don't spend all their money, but they're going to have to spend all their money on Joe. There's no question they're going to have to spend their money on Joe. I mean, the cap hell. I'm looking at the cap space for all these teams. The Texans are like fifth in the league, according to salary cap, over the cap. The Texans are fifth in the league with cap space. The Buccaneers are $59 million over the cap. The Saints are $50 million. Vikings, 27. Jags, 25. Titans are in trouble.
How would you like to be $50 million over the cap
and suck?
You, the first two names, well, the Saints, I think, are just, you just have to figure out, well, you're going to have to figure out how to clear that out. And on paper, the Bucs should not suck.
No.
On paper, they shouldn't suck.
No, but they, yeah, they got a lot of expensive players from the Super Bowl.
Two wide receivers that are expensive.
Yeah.
That too expensive wide receiver model, that's a hard model to live by. Because your quarterback is going to be more expensive, too. That's why the Dolphins are probably thinking, man, we got to pay. You know, we got Tyreek, Waddle, we need to pay. God, do we have to pay Tua much money when he's hurt?
Ugh.
I'm sure that's something they're already thinking
of. I think that's
of.
Probably the toughest decision of all of these decisions that are being made this offseason is, what do we do with Tua? I mean, do we, because you're coming up on his, I guess you give him the fifth-year option, but you might be in Tua hell, Tua injury, Tua concussion hell for the next 2 years now.
Yeah, but that's, you'd rather know with that fifth year than, you know, the problem is, what if he stays healthy? And this isn't a problem, but the concern would be, what if he stays healthy and then you give him this $40 million a year deal and then immediately there's another issue? Because you get the feeling, it took him a month in concussion protocol at the end of the year. You do start to wonder, man, is this, whenever, you know, what's the severity of this right now?
Whenever there's multiple severe concussions.
It's always, and it's, in the same season?
Yes.
Big concern.
And it seems like every time he goes down, he lands on his head. I mean, at some point you have to try to protect yourself in your head, and he just doesn't, it seems like he bangs his head on the ground every single tackle.
Look at Chris Mad Dog Russo on TV. What does he have that you
ashes?
Don't have? He has ash on his head.
That's right. He's got ashes.
He's not ashy. He's not ashy. He has an ash on his head.
No, he has the ash, the cross, sign of the cross.
On his head.
On his head. He's Catholic. And so he's showing that to everybody. Good for him. God bless, Russo.
Or he's dirty.
Well, no, he doesn't have dirt. That's not a dirt smudge. That's Ash Wednesday.
I don't. Okay? Yeah, but.
And they're laughing at him for it, but you know what? I mean.
Well, you don't know that.
They laugh.
Is that a cross? I think it's a cross. Or, like I said, yeah, he also could be. I thought it was Ash Wednesday when I watched Yellowstone, and then I realized, oh, Jimmy's just dirty from riding a horse.
Yeah, that's not it.
Chris
Russo wasn't riding a horse just now.
Probably not.
No,
he's in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
so. It's unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they laughed at St. Paul, too. Guess what? He had ashes. He didn't care.
Yeah.
You can laugh at me.
Yeah. I don't know if they're laughing
St. Peter,
at him, but
they cut off his feet and hung them upside down. You can laugh at me. That's all right. I'm going to, you know what? I believe in Jesus, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, we're just talking about if he had an ash or if he's just dirty. I think it is an ash. There's a pretty good
chance it is an ash.
Yeah. And he went to church early.
He went to church, and he got his ashes. And you know what?
My wife took the kids there.
Probably early. The makeup person said, hey, you got a lot of dirt on your head.
And
there.
Then my wife likes to use opportunities. She goes, the kids, you know, Mason came in. Can we just go with you tonight? Are you going tonight? I said, yeah, I'm going tonight. And so, because they wanted to be able to sleep a little bit longer. And then I heard my wife saying, loud enough for me to hear, no, absolutely not. You're going now. Your father hasn't been to Ash Wednesday night mass for years, which is not true, by the way. But I heard her saying, I tried to counter, and she acted like I wasn't even in the room.
You can't go on Mardi Gras when you're drinking all day? What are you talking about? You can't go to Ash Wednesday on Tuesday night during Mardi Gras?
No. On Wednesday.
Oh, on Wednesday night.
She said it this morning.
Oh, I got you. You go tonight.
She said, yeah.
You're going tonight?
Or this afternoon,
you're
going,
yeah.
But she says I haven't been in years.
You probably haven't.
Yes, I have.
Well, you know, I know what you do. You go to the ashtray out here in the parking lot. You go.
Let me smell those ashes. Hey, that's cigarette ashes.
Put a cross on your head.
Isn't that cigarette? It doesn't smell like nicotine. It doesn't smell like cigarette ashes. Hey, that's tobacco ashes. See that? Well, that doesn't look very gray. That looks extremely black ashes.
Did we give away the fishing show tickets? We're late for a break. Thank you, Chris Russo,
you
with your
ashes.
Just
gave me an idea.
With your ashes.
I never thought about ashtray ashes. That's bold move to try to trick someone.
Pro Dunk Hoop. You ain't ProDunk.com. You ain't fooling nobody with your basket. You know what you're doing? You got the best basket in the whole neighborhood. Listen, you get a Pro Dunk Hoop, I promise you, the kids in the neighborhood are going to be at your house. I don't want the kids. Yes, you do. You want the kids in the neighborhood. You want your kids in your driveway. That's what you want, because if you're looking for a great way to know where your kids are, that your kids are actually outside as opposed to inside playing video games, that they're getting exercise, that they're having fun, that you know where they are, that they're safe, that you put your, you got a driveway, you got a fence, put it back there in the backyard with your driveway, extend your driveway, whatever you want, whatever you need to do. Put the, you can mount the hoop on your garage. I don't like that one. I like where you can raise and lower the hoop, the permanent one. Okay. You can also get a temporary goal that you can take around with you. You can do all of that. But here's the deal, is you're getting the best, you're getting the best goal in the history of goals, period, exclamation point. I would never, ever, ever buy another goal because this is the only one that you should have because it is the best. We had one. You got to get one too for the kids that day. Love it. ProDunk Hoop. No, ProDunk.com. It's just ProDunk.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.